They are two nations that trace their modern-day roots to 1959. The course of those nations had very different outcomes. Today's guest knows them both well. It's an interesting look at two leaders and what became of their nations on this edition of the American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. In episode 27, it's Hay No More, Feeding Cattle Without Haying.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to intensify the management of your forage.
In episode 32, meet farmer Marion Calmer on proven ways to get more profit from crop acres.
The yield advantage was there to go to narrow row corn. And so then I invented the world's first 15-inch row corn head.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. You may have heard me speak about our trip coming up this February 3rd through 12th to Hawaii. I hope you'll join us on a three-island tour as we see sites like Pearl Harbor, Volcanoes National Park, and the Maui Pineapple Plantation. You'll enjoy spectacular resorts, a Polynesian luau, and much more. I can tell you from experience this is a trip you won't want to miss, and it's the perfect getaway in the middle of the winter. For more information or a brochure, call 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Plus, there's still time to claim an early sign-up bonus. I hope you'll join me this winter in Hawaii. In the 1980s and 90s, Tom Ditmer's firm Refco helped facilitate oil and sugar trading between Cuba and the Soviet Union via their independent offices in London and Paris. Tom met Fidel Castro on a few occasions over those years.
When you talk to Castro, it's a monologue. President Castro, I says, how's your dove shooting in Cuba? That's my conversation. Then he'll talk for 10, 15 minutes about dove shooting in Cuba. You say, and I hear you have a great cattle business here. He'll talk. So it's a monologue. That's a realistic thing.
In 1995, Tom was even asked to host a party for Castro when he came to New York City to the UN headquarters. But Tom says while his company helped facilitate some trading with Castro, he was not fond of the leader.
You have to put it into perspective. Everyone says, oh, Cuba's got the health care, they got this, they got that. Don't forget, Castro took over in 59. He had the biggest island in the Caribbean, natural resources, farming.
Tom compares Cuba to another nation that began around the same time, a tiny self-governing place that has fared far better.
There's another guy that started in 1959. His name is Lee Kuan Yew. It's called Singapore. And that was dirt roads. When the Japanese invaded, they came by bicycle down the Malayan Peninsula. And Singapore today looks like a major New York City, and they don't have any oil, they don't have any agriculture, they just got human capital. So that puts that in perspective.
At one time, Tom was the largest cattle feeder in the world and was CEO of Refco, the largest futures trading company at the Chicago Board of Trade. He recently released his autobiography, Talking Big. You can hear more of our interview about his life, his trades, and much more on our podcast, Farming the Countryside, on the AgriTalk app, or download it on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast platform. Traveling the Countryside, I'm Andrew McCray.